In an effort to tackle childhood obesity rates, British lawmakers want characters such as Tony the Tiger, the Milky Bar Kid, and the Honey Monster banned from promoting unhealthy snacks. To discuss, I'm joined by Paddy Cunningham, who's runner-up of the Irish television show The Biggest Loser. Paddy lost 120 pounds in just 5 months, which is more than a third of his body weight. He's now working on a new fitness video series, The Curvy Coach, coming this summer. Hello, Paddy.
Hello there, how's things?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, celebrity TV chef Jamie Oliver says that cartoons and superheroes should not be used to, quote, peddle rubbish. Is he right?
I would disagree, I have to say. I think if we're thinking that cartoon characters are the cause of childhood obesity, then that's wrong. I think ultimately it's going to come back to people's knowledge and understanding about the true causes of obesity and starting to tackle that from a young age, as opposed to, you know, looking at cartoon characters. If we're starting there, you know, where's it going to go to next? Are we going to be looking at comic books and saying, oh, we need to get rid of characters like Desperate Dan and people like that? So I think it is a bit misplaced.
What is the true cause of obesity?
Well, I think scientifically, if you want to go there, obviously it's people over-consuming energy that they don't need. But I think ultimately in society terms, it comes back to a true understanding of, you know, what healthy eating is, about people understanding the types of foods, the quantity of foods that they need to be eating, also understanding their relationship with food. So on an emotional level, are there particular scenarios or situations that cause you to use food as a crutch? Food is often seen as an addictive substance, and that's something that I would agree with. It definitely can be something that is addictive, as can, you know, gambling and other activities. But I think if we look at, you know, the nutritional knowledge of people, their awareness of their emotions, and then also, of course, their activity levels. And that is something that we are seeing throughout society, is that people are becoming more active, particularly with, I think, kind of the teenage into early 20s. There's been a huge increase in people becoming more active within that age range. But that's the three areas that I would see that focus would need to be put on, is nutritional awareness, emotional awareness, and then activity levels.
Now, talking about nutrition, if the cartoons are taken off the cereal boxes, what's on the inside is going to be the same. So, I mean, could obese kids be the result of lazy parents rather than cartoon characters?
I think, I don't know if I'd say it's lazy parents. I think it's maybe more so cereal in particular is a convenient food, as are ready meals and stuff like that. So I think cereals definitely have become a go-to food in the mornings because of the way they're marketed. Yes, not because necessarily of a cartoon character on the front, but because of the way this is a food you should eat at breakfast time, which, you know, it isn't necessarily a requirement of any particular food. But as you say, the food inside will still be the same. What I think would be more encouraging would be more awareness, more openness, and more promotion about the breakdown of the nutritional value. You know, some companies have brought in the kind of traffic light system of red, amber, green, depending on, you know, the type of, say, fats or sugars or that are in food. And I think that's a more positive way to be going about it, and opening up that discussion and building that into the educational system from a very young age as well.
And what would you say is a more nutritional breakfast to a cereal, sugared cereal?
Well, ultimately, anything that comes from natural sources, so your fruits, your veggies, your unprocessed meats, things like that would be deemed a more higher biological value to your body. And that would be a good kind of starting point for your day.
And at what point in your life did you decide to lose weight?
For myself, I was approaching 30 and I kind of thought, you know what, my quality of life is not good. By that point, I guess I had somewhat bought into fad diets and stuff like that as well, and had kind of seen that they didn't work for me and was in a vicious cycle of trying a fad diet and then that emotional aspect of, oh, well, it's not working, so therefore I'll comfort myself with food. And I'd been going through that cycle for years. And it was really, okay, I'm hitting 30, something needs to change here because I'm feeling out of breath if I'm going upstairs. Practical things like trying to buy clothes, flying on a plane, being uncomfortable. And it really was a decision of, I can't go on like this and something has to change.
All right, Paddy Cunningham, thanks for joining us on Inside Europe.